Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Democrats are women. Here we go. Yes, this fine gentleman keeps on messing with Donald Trump. He is the mayor of Columbus, Ohio. His name is Andrew J. Ginter. Yep, and this guy is topping the deportations. Ain't that fun? Yes, Columbus has a significant immigration population, including undocumented illegal aliens. How fun. You should follow me for more. Yes, I do have a clip of people doing this nonsense in action. Let's check it out. Yes, this guy is the Minneapolis mayor. His name is Jacob Frey, and he's telling the illegal aliens that he loves them and he's not going to deport nobody. Yeah, he's going against the orders. Yes, go against the grain. This guy thinks he's gonna trump Donald Trump. Okay, let's see how that works. It's gonna be fun. Let's roll this tape, right?
I wanna speak directly to people who are undocumented. We love you. We care about you. In the city of Minneapolis, we will stand up for you.
Look at him, he's the only white dude and he's surrounded by minorities. Nice. And her sign language interpreter person looks like a transgendered, in my opinion, but I could be wrong. Does it matter? No, I just like pointing things out. It's my autism, I'm sorry.
And we will do anything in our power to help. Because you're not an alien in our city, you're...
Whoa, guy, I think that the word, instead of using alien, it should be the word virus. Remember that.
You're a neighbor. Now, in Minneapolis, we have what is called a separation ordinance. And that separation ordinance states clearly that our city officials, our police officers and beyond, will not be gathering information showing who is and who is not documented.
Wait a minute, guy. What you're advocating is called aiding and abetting. That's a crime, too. You're not supposed to harbor criminals. And they cross the border illegally, thus that's why they're illegal aliens. You say, oh, but they're not criminals. Are you sure about that? Are you sure? Really? Then why are they jumping the border? Why are they being all covert about things? Just saying, if they weren't illegal, why are they not coming in through a port of entry? And you say, oh, but you're a boy back yourself. Yeah, but I'm not doing crime. I like to, but you know I can't. I can't have fun, so why should you have fun? Just saying. Oh yeah, and by the way, isn't the chick in the yellow and with the black do-rag, isn't she married to her brother or something? Isn't that marriage fraud? And she's in politics? Okay. Incest is fun!
We do not ask the question with regard to immigration status, and because we haven't asked the question, we don't have any data to show documentation status in our city. Our police officers will not be cooperating with federal law enforcement around federal immigration law. We enforce state and local laws here in Minneapolis, and we will do so to the best of our ability.
Sorry, guy. It's not up to you to pick and choose which laws to follow, which ones not. Federal law is higher than state and local law. So you better do what you're told, man. Or you're gonna go to jail and you're gonna find yourself true love in there. So I really hope so. Please do it. Yes, do it.
But as for cooperation with ICE, the answer is no.
Yes, and look at this sandwich maker. She's crying because she's gonna lose her food stamps. Get a job, bitch. What the fuck? You're so lame. You live off someone else's titties. And then you're crying because Trump is taking away your food? Come on. Where's your husband? Where's the guy? And how many kids do you have? Stop being a prostitute. Close your legs. Show some modesty. Oh, and I bet that sweater you're wearing, it costs so much. Right? Huh? But yeah, you haven't eaten in a few days? Lies. Lies! Hey lady, in case you haven't noticed, the country's broke. We be broke, bitch. We got no more food. We got no more money. What do you want? You better start sucking some dick. You do have pretty mouth. Not really. It looks like a meth mouth.
What the fuck do you mean? Because what the fuck is happening? Do you understand that there are people like me who cannot work?
Work? Look at you. You look like you're all worked up. With all that energy you're having, you should be able to put it up in doing some work. You could scrub some toilets. You could mop. Right? You could save paper or plastic. Oh, we have no more plastic anymore because of stupid reasons, right? Yes, come on, you could work. Come on, stop being stupid. Yes, I know the reason you don't want to work is because you're mentally unstable, but that's not an excuse. If you want to eat, then you better work. If you want your kids to starve, you better start working. You shouldn't have kicked out that guy that was in there. Most likely that guy would have stick up with you. But looking at you, most likely you're a psycho bitch. Just saying.
Do you understand there are people like me who have kids who cannot eat? Do you understand there are people like me who go hungry the last week of the month just so my kids can't eat?
Yeah, I caught bullshit on that. You have a lot of energy. You're moving around and acting all irate, so yeah, come on. In this day and age, nobody goes hungry. There's food banks. Hell, not that long ago, we had a dollar menu at McDonald's. What happened? Oh yeah, it got taken away because of hyperinflation. Because you people don't want to work. So all this stuff is because of you. You. So congratulations, lady. Here's your prize.
Because SNAP benefits is all we fucking get. And he's so fucking, please fucking tell me he's lying. I can't. What the fuck am I gonna do?
Jesus Christ, 30 minutes of this shit. Imagine having this chick as your girlfriend or your wife. Nag. Jesus. I wonder why you're single. No, it's her fault, lady. You deserve all this pain and misery. You should go starve. And if your kids starve, it's because it's your fault. So you have nobody but blame but yourself. It's called accountability, sweetheart. Now deal with it. You know what, fellas? All these squeals this chick is making is starting to make my pickle tingle. Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll pleasure myself in a little bit. Oh, man. The suffering. The sweet suffering. You see this, fellas? How women are melodramatic? You should let this soak in. Just let it wash over you. Because women in the future are going to be doing this to you. When we have to put our foot down and start, you know, taking some people's rights away. I'm not going to say who or what not. It's going to happen. They're going to start calling you ogres. They're going to start saying that you're taking my rights away. You hate us. No. We love you. We're doing this for your own good. So, remember, the things that I'm putting here is not out of malice. I'm doing this out of love. It's because I love women. I gotta showcase this stuff. But, you know, I'm the bad guy. But yes, you have all these weak little weenies, all these Democrats, all these women, all these limperists telling everybody that Donald Trump sucks, that he's the Hitler, he's this and he's that. But to me, it seems that these guys are just grifting. You're the one saying all this bad stuff's happening in the world because they caused it. But no, Donald Trump's bad. Okay. You're saying that because it's hurting you. It's because you need to exercise. You're losing all that baby fat. Don't worry. We're going to bring up the new you. You'll see.
Donald Trump's reckless action cut off funding to law enforcement, farmers, schools, childcare, veterans, and healthcare. While he was out golfing, he threw the country into crisis.
Whoa, hold your horses there, guy. Wasn't Biden, like, also, like, hiding and playing golf and on vacation like most of his presidency? Uh-huh. And also, what about Kamala Harris? Wasn't she hiding, too, and not answering questions and deflecting when she was running her campaign? So, you're saying that Donald Trump is just fucking around, just hiding and playing? Last time I checked, people are getting deported. He's doing stuff. What you guys doing? Weren't you trying to give kids tampons? Boys? In the boys' bathroom? I don't think that's gonna help the country. Tampons. Oh, Tim Walz, you giant butt plug. What's wrong with you?
This is not bold. It's not leadership. It's stupid, buffoonish, childish of exactly what they did. Child care providers across the state, law enforcement, our prisons, things that we count on, individuals on Medicare, things that we know matter to people's lives. And I want to be very clear about this. Minnesota is a state that pays far more into the federal government than we get back. Those are our dollars that he is stealing unconstitutionally. Congress, as I...
All that money is being stolen by him? Gee, weren't you guys giving all that money to Ukraine and to illegal immigrants and to everyone else except to the American people? Remember that? And you see Minnesota's giving all this money away to the federal government? And what happened? And who was running the government last time? It wasn't Donald Trump. It was Joseph R. Biden. It was the Biden regime. And what did they do with the money that you guys were supposedly giving? Remember when that was at that Palestine, Ohio? When those train derailment and all those chemicals flew up into the atmosphere and started polluting everything and everything was choking and dying? What about here in California when it was on fire? What about in Hawaii when that was on fire? Oh, what about when that bridge over there got hit? Yep. And then sending all that money to Ukraine. Oh, yeah.
I served as Attorney General Ellison served, appropriates the dollars. This is so far beyond the pale to try and pull these dollars back. And the real thing about this was he has no idea. I understand this. Donald Trump has no idea the implications on this.
You know what? Fuck these people. Donald Trump needs to follow the pirate's code. You take what you can and you give nothing back, right? Well, it seems to me that 2025 is going to turn out to be a very interesting year indeed. Hopefully things will get better, but only time will tell. Well, this is Gonzo OG saying goodbye, farewell, and just hang on there and let's make this thing work. Bye-bye.